Russia's war in Ukraine has put some U.S. colleges that host Russian students and study abroad programs in Russia in a bit of a tight spot. A couple of lawmakers have suggested that American universities should retaliate by expelling Russian students. Here's Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, discussing that option and other possible sanctions against Russia on CNN last month.
I think closing their embassy in the United States, kicking every Russian student out of the United States, those should all be on the table. And Vladimir Putin needs to know every day that he is in Ukraine, there are more severe options that could come.
The idea of kicking Russian students out of America has not gained any traction at this point. But some colleges have severed financial ties and canceled study abroad programs. Julian Gonzalez-Poirier is one of 12 students who was in Russia on a study abroad program run by Middlebury College in Vermont. Hi, Julian.
Hi.
How did you find out that the program was canceled?
They sent us an email one of the days after it started, I think 6 days after it started. The day that the embassy recommended that we all regular citizens leave the country while commercial flights are still available.
Where were you at the time?
I was in Moscow. I studied in Moscow for a month, and I think I was at a restaurant when they sent us that email.
And what reason did the college give for canceling the program and bringing you and the other students home?
They cited the embassy telling embassy staff and citizens to, you know, get out while we still had the opportunity on commercial flights, and they were worried about the economic impact of sanctions and that the standard of living wouldn't be the same that they had hoped it would be. There was never any immediate danger to us, thankfully, but they just wanted to cover all their tracks, I think.
So what did you feel when you got that email and read it?
Kind of a mix of emotions, you know, disappointment because I'd waited so long to go to Russia, but also a sense of understanding and kind of a gratefulness that I'd be able to go back to somewhere safe and go back to my family and that they would be able to stop worrying for me.
So you felt it was a reasonable precaution?
Yeah, I think so. I guess I just always lay on the side of better safe than sorry, and I think it probably was the right decision. Nonetheless, it was very disappointing to hear, of course, but I'm very fortunate to be where I am.
What were you studying in Russia?
I was studying a couple of subjects. I took a class of politics, language, history, and sociology.
Now, I understand you've been able to continue that program, at least, online through the Higher School of Economics in Moscow. How is that working?
So at the moment, it's just courses are held over Zoom. We have some pre-recorded lectures, but classes have continued. We had about a two-week break to make sure everyone got home safe, to set everything up on Zoom, reschedule. But for the most part, it's normal classes still, and everything is continuing finely, I think.
It's not the same as studying in Russia, though, although I assume the classes take place in Russian?
Yes. Yeah, it's not the same, of course. But yeah, classes are still in Russian.
Now, President Putin has instigated an extensive crackdown on free speech in Russia. I understand you and your professors actually were able to find a way around this with the use of a VPN. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah. So at the moment, the VPN is used to access other sites. So far, things like Microsoft Teams and Zoom haven't been blocked, but there are some times in class where the professor will need to show us some material on some website, and when it won't work on the Russian internet, he'll have to hop on a VPN and be able to connect just fine.
And for some listeners, a VPN is a virtual private network, and it broadly expands a private network across a public one, so you can receive messages and send them as though you were directly connected. Have you talked with any of your professors about the war or any of the Russian hosts?
Yeah, so I just had the opportunity to talk with my host family yesterday. We got pretty close while I was over there, so it's always nice to reconnect with them and just hear how things are going over there and listen to their points of view and their reaction to things like sanctions. But I'm very fortunate in that one of my classes is about Russian foreign policy after the fall of the Soviet Union. So it's been very interesting to hear our professor and what he's had to say about it.
Well, you say it's interesting, but I'm interested to know what they say about it. What are they telling you about the war? Your host family as well, what are their feelings?
In the foreign policy class, he said it was a very surprising decision. He said everyone he knew who worked in his university and in all other universities who worked in foreign policy broadly. They were very unprepared, and they genuinely did not believe anything like this would happen.
You mean the war in Ukraine itself?
Yeah. They had no idea that anything like this would be coming. And my host family has kind of been echoing the anti-US, anti-NATO talking points that we watched on the Russian TV for the last, or for the month that I was there.
Why did you want to be part of the study abroad program in Russia?
I'm a Russian major, so it's kind of something that was the logical choice, my next step. It was the first chance I had to go over there because of COVID. Everything was kind of difficult.
So are you hoping to get back to Russia, or will that, do you suspect that'll take too long? You'll be done with your degree.
I'm thinking it's not going to happen in the next year and a half that I have in college, mm-hmm. but hopefully it will happen one day. I would like to go back. There's still some things I haven't done over there, so have to eventually.
Well, I hope you get a chance to go, whether it's in school or not.
Thank you.
Julian Gonzalez Poirier is a junior and Russian major at Middlebury College in Vermont. Glad you got back safely, Julian.
Thank you.